Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and check out this week's Sandwich Monday entry on our blog. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, who's this?
This is Tracy calling from Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Stillwater, Oklahoma. Where there are some refugees here. Apparently. And what do you do there in Stillwater?
I am a mom and a part-time church receptionist.
Oh, wow. But you, so how many kids do you have?
I have three little girls, and they are 9, 7, and 5.
Okay. You had snow days, I assume, right, this week?
Yes.
Did you do okay with the kids all stuck in the house?
Three snow days.
Oh, my gosh. Did you do all day? Did you do all right stuck there in the house with your kids?
Well, everybody's still alive.
That's a plus.
That's good.
Well, welcome to the show, Tracy. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
My bug colony has but a scant charm. I'll keep them in glass where they can't harm. Now I watch them dig and lay eggs and grow big. In my room, I have set up an...
ant farm?
An ant farm, exactly right. This week, thousands, millions of ants paused in their endless labors to take in the news that Milton M. Levine, inventor of the ant farm, had died at the age of 97. Levine came up with the idea of the ant farm when reminiscing about his days at his uncle's farm in Pennsylvania, where he was encased in plastic and forced to tunnel for others' amusement.
I always thought an ant farm is real. I always thought it was like a flea circus. Like
No, no. In fact, if you get an ant farm, I never did, but I knew this. It's plastic. It's a box, and you fill it with sand. It's thin, so you can see the sand. And then it says, "Go out, get some ants, put them in it."
Doesn't the government subsidize it? Like way too much.
Funny, you get an ant farm, you can get $400 million from the government by not raising ants. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
On trips, I got mad and have blown up at kids who have got sick and thrown up. But now I can fly without hearing them cry on this flight that is only for...
grown up!
Yes! You seem excited!
Yes!
By that concept!
She's rushing to the airport
right now.
Oh,
my gosh. She has been stuck in a house all week with children. This week, we read about the greatest innovation to hit the airline industry since airplanes. Adult-only flights.
That is genius.
If passenger surveys are to be believed, there's a crying baby in every row and every flight, so several major airlines are banning kids and creating quiet cabins. If this is successful, we look forward to bans on people who hog the armrest, seat kickers, people who talk to you even though you're wearing headphones.
Crying babies are a problem, especially on a red eye when you're flying overnight. I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive, but can't you put like the baby in the overhead?
I mean, they're small.
I wouldn't have the baby sliding all around. Like if you could secure it in the overhead.
Soundproof.
If you soundproof.
So at the end of the flight, they're going, please be careful opening the overhead compartments. Your children may have shifted during flight. All right, very good. Here's your last limerick.
In China, we must show forbearance. Honor elders, lest we might go errant. If we don't go home, a lawyer might phone and force us to visit our...
parents.
Right. If you've been feeling guilty about not visiting your parents, be grateful that you don't live in China. This week, Chinese authorities announced a new rule that would make neglecting your parents a crime. Anyone found in violation of the law could be sued by their parents. The move has been largely applauded in China and is expected to pass, paving the way to similar legislation in southern Florida.
Well, I'm just trying to combine the idea of the you know, have to visit your parents law with the no children allowed on airline
law. That's true.
And I think the family unit's got a problem.
It's true. Carl, how did Tracy do in our quiz?
Tracy had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Tracy, you win our prize.
All right. Yay! Thank you for playing, Tracy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.